Case of the Missing Science Fair Project, Potato Clock, episode number 1 of Mystery Stories. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Terrence Rodriguez. How is everyone doing?
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it.
Title: The Case of the Missing Science Fair Project, Potato Clock. Introduction.
Welcome to this exciting episode of our podcast, where we investigate the case of the missing science fair project, Potato Clock. Join us on a captivating journey as we delve into the mysterious disappearance of a science fair project that revolves around the simple yet fascinating potato clock. In this episode, we will explore the intriguing world of science, unravel the mystery behind the missing project, and discover the potential of this astonishing natural battery.
Paragraph 1.
Science fairs have long been an integral part of education, allowing students to showcase their innovative experiments and discoveries. One such experiment revolves around a sometimes bewildering concept, the potato clock. It is a simple yet captivating project that demonstrates the concept of producing electrical power from simple ingredients such as potatoes. This thoroughly engaging experiment introduces students to the fundamentals of chemistry, electricity, and renewable energy sources. Paragraph 2.
Our tale takes us to the fictional Maplewood School, where the science fair is the highlight of the academic year. Ethan, a curious and enthusiastic middle school student with a passion for all things scientific, is excitedly preparing his potato clock project. Ethan devised an ingenious plan to power a digital clock using only potatoes, wires, and a few metal electrodes. However, tragedy struck just a day before the science fair when his project mysteriously disappeared from the science lab. Ethan panics, fearing that all his hard work and scientific ingenuity will be in vain. Paragraph 3.
Intrigued by the unusual nature of this incident, we embark on our investigation. We interview Ethan's friends, teachers, and other students to gather clues that might lead us to the truth. Rumors circulate, spreading stories of envious competitors, pranksters, and even an alien abduction. However, as we dig deeper, we realize that science fair projects often become subjects of great intrigue and competition. We uncover an array of fascinating experiments, from rocket-propelled cars to miniature hydroelectric generators. Yet it is Ethan's potato clock that sparks a peculiar series of events.
Paragraph 4.
Our investigation introduces us to the concept of microbial fuel cells, MFCs, which lie at the heart of the potato clock. MFCs utilize the metabolic processes of bacteria to produce electricity through the breakdown of organic matter. Our host, an expert microbial ecologist, explains how bacterial metabolism and the transfer of electrons through electrodes can generate enough power to light up an LED or even power a small digital clock. This astounding application of scientific principles in a humble potato mesmerizes us all. Paragraph 5.
As our investigation progresses, we start to suspect foul play. We stumble upon a hidden rivalry between Ethan and his classmate, Lily, a star student who frequently outshines him in science competitions. We discover that Lily's own science fair project, which focused on solar-powered devices, failed to meet her lofty expectations. Our suspicions grow, and we confront Lily, who initially denies any involvement. However, after further interrogation, she confesses to sabotaging Ethan's project out of envy.
Conclusion. In this captivating episode, we have explored the fascinating world of science fairs and investigated the case of the missing science fair project, potato clock. Through our journey, we discovered the power of a simple potato in producing electricity. We also encountered the cutthroat nature of science competitions, where jealousy and rivalry can lead to unfortunate acts of sabotage. Ultimately, justice prevailed, and Ethan's potato clock project was successfully recovered. This gripping tale serves as a reminder of the importance of curiosity, innovation, and fair play in the world of science education. Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Terence Rodriguez. Adios.